Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Yeah. Martin Armstrong has it right. The people in Amsterdam got it figured out. Debt is a trap, end quote, on their sign it said. That's it. Debt is a trap. And that's what the Zionists have figured out. They've figured out that as long as they control the banks and as long as they create the money as a form of debt, that they can buy anything by accepting collateral for a promissory note, which is what they use to create the money, the debt, that they can capture all assets and all work through the use of the debt. So, simply said, it's the debt system that's at the heart of this heartless monetary sociopathic nightmare that we're living in right now. Back to the reading, enough of my yammering. In New Zealand, there were hundreds who marched to occupy Queen Street in Auckland and Civic Square in Wellington. On the opposite side of the globe, in South Africa, some 80 people gathered at the Johannesburg Securities Exchange. The police down there also tried to suppress free speech, declaring the gathering illegal. Protests also appeared in Nairobi, Kenya, and South America was certainly not excluded. Mexico saw hundreds gathering under the capital's towering monument of the revolution, hundreds of marchers to the border city of Tijuana. In South America, hundreds marched in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and even in Caracas, Venezuela. Every major U.S. city has now been occupied by protesters. In Philadelphia, they pitched tents on the doorstep of City Hall, opposite my office. Over 1,000 appeared in Miami, and at least 200 showed up in Atlanta. Police were in their anti-citizen posture, arresting people in Denver, San Diego, and Sacramento to deny public encampments. More than 1,000 showed in San Francisco, and more than 5,000 in Los Angeles. In Oakland, hundreds marched downtown. Over 2,000 protesters appeared in Seattle at the Westlake Park. In the middle of the country, more than 200 were arrested in Chicago, as police were intent upon preventing any encampment at Grand Park. Police did the same, ordering tents be removed in Trenton, New Jersey. Protesters have appeared everywhere, including Des Moines, Iowa. In Boston, they've set up at Dewey Street. So to conclude here, and after we conclude, I'm going to start taking callers. His conclusion is, so while newscasters do their best to criticize the Occupy Wall Street movement that is going globally, it really does not matter what the truth is. All that matters is what they believe. We are in serious trouble economically. The entire debt structure is collapsing. Governments are going into bankruptcy at the local municipal level. Europe is scrambling desperately, trying to just bail out the banks so they can keep borrowing as usual. The jig is up. This perpetual game of borrowing forever with no intent of paying anything off is coming full circle. No nation has ever survived such a debt crisis. Government will not reform or save the day because they see this as a loss of power to do so. They will fight all the way. Governments will not abandon the primary dealing banks, for they have become the new financial crack dealers. The small banks, they could care less about. Volatility is rising and confidence is declining. We got to go to commercial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I was just finishing with the conclusion from Martin Armstrong's article here, Occupy Wall Street Goes Global. He claims governments will not abandon the primary dealing banks, for they have become the new financial crack dealers. What he's saying here is the main Fed banks, you know, the big Fed banks, they actually sell the government's debt. They sell the bonds at the auction. So it's all done through the Federal Reserve. And so, you know, if the politicians, well, if they piss off the bankers, then the bankers won't sell their debt. They won't be able to borrow any money. And so, you know, again, as I started the show with, you know, every man is looking out for his own best interest. These people, the elitists in government, are in power. They're trying to stay in power. And so, you know, the problem's not going to go away unless, you know, there's a major political paradigm shift in politics. Let me finish this. The small banks that do not sell government debt, the Fed could care less about. So volatility is rising because confidence is declining. I wish, by just explaining the debt crisis, nations would act to protect society. Unfortunately, politicians are only interested in preserving the status quo politically. This is when we need a Cincinnatus to assume the role of an economic dictator to do what is right, since neither political side will act. We desperately need someone with the courage to do the right thing to save us from ourselves, who will not be bought by the primary dealers. Without such absolute power over the economy, all we will get is more argument and inaction that does not stop the wheel of fortune from turning. Our representative forms of government have become as corrupt as the Roman Republic at the time of the First Civil War. This leaves little hope for what lies ahead politically, and the movement globally is showing the frustration that is rising. Without someone who knows what they're doing economically, who is willing to step up and lead, we may not last beyond the course of this next 8.6-year wave without a complete economic meltdown, where all government debt becomes worthless, wiping out countless pension funds and your future. The free markets are our only hope of survival. There seems to be no political way out short of an economic dictator to stand between both parties. Well, that's his opinion. I don't think we need an economic dictator, but we definitely need to overthrow the economic system. The economic system, as I've explained to you before, definitely has to change. You can't borrow $1 and end up owing $2.20, put the $1 into circulation, and take 4% of it, 4% of the dollar out of circulation every year. This creates an automatic shortage of currency. And this is the only thing that lends value to our currency, is that there's a continual scarcity of it. It's a psychological thing. I've explained it before. Everyone can effectively create his own currency. You can be your own banker. Nope, it's not as easy as, you know, swiping your plastic card and, you know. But, of course, when there's no jobs out there, what are you going to do? I liked his comment. Government will not abandon the primary dealing banks. He calls the primary banks, the primary banks that sell the government debt, he calls them the financial crack dealers. The government's hooked on debt. And just like, a crack addict, nothing's going to change until he hits rock bottom. He's not going to change. This is human nature. Human nature hasn't changed. With that said, let's take our first caller. First caller is Arthur in Georgia. Arthur, have you got a comment for me?
Good morning, Mr. Buzz Derek.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good Lord saw fit to give me another day to breathe this wonderful air. But outside of that, well, that remains to be seen. I'd love to get into this whole overthrowing the economic system thing, but unfortunately the response I got yesterday when I called into another show didn't seem like that conversation was going to be too welcomed, because I think people see me as being a bit too radical for them. This isn't what I actually called in about, but just to stay on the topic here, I was kind of suggesting, imagine if you will, we know that they're trying to collapse the system. Imagine if you will, if we the people force that collapse ourselves, like say a run on the banks and we shut this bad puppy down. Imagine the chaos that would create for the great bankers. But then again, I think people would be afraid of that because they wouldn't know how to act without that green toilet paper. And of course, then I think, well, Greece seems to be going.
Now that's a great point. People in the United States do not know how to act without the green toilet paper.
Exactly. And we could probably take
or a plastic card that represents the green toilet paper.
Right. And, of course, we could take a lesson from Greece, where they appear to be going back to a barter system. But what I called in about was something that just recently came to light here in my local county, and I believe that in order to really know what to be watching for in your own area, it kind of helps to share information from around different areas of the country, so we know what's going on elsewhere. We can look for these things in our own area. Well, a few months ago, we've noticed over the past few years our local National Guard armory here in our county has been really devoid of human activity for the most part, except for the very basics of maintenance, if you follow me. A few months ago, we learned that our local National Guard armory was going to close down, and all of the trucks and everything would be moved to another National Guard armory where they would be a more active depot. And the reason for this was because, well, lack of funding here in our own county. Well, everybody kind of got used to the idea that we're no longer going to have a National Guard armory here, and I don't think anybody was really upset about that, but lo and behold, we just learned a few weeks ago that our local National Guard armory suddenly has an increase to a nearly full-time, if not a full-time, staff. And that this new increased human activity at our local National Guard armory is due to mysteriously new funding that just came out of nowhere. Now, what's ironic is no one seems to know where this new funding came from to take us from virtually no activity at our local National Guard armory to nearly a full-time staff in just a matter of weeks. Now, we live in a very, very poor county here in Georgia. We don't have any industry anymore. It's all gone bye-bye. People drive a half hour to the next town over, next county over, to go grocery shopping, for crying out loud, because we don't have anything here. Now, why all of a sudden this increased funding for the National Guard Armory? Now, not trying to get anybody scared, but you better get scared. I'm kind of wondering, has anybody else seen this kind of stuff going on? Maybe you ought to start looking in your own areas and see what kind of increased activity is going on, because I tell you, when you got a tiny county like ours here in Georgia that has no money whatsoever and is on the verge of closing down a National Guard armory, and then suddenly you got all this funding just came out of nowhere, kind of makes you wonder what's up, don't it?
Yes, that sounds pretty peculiar. I don't know of anybody else that's talking about, you know, this kind of thing, about a buildup in, the National Guard in their area. I haven't heard anything about that before.
Oh, we're not seeing any troops yet. We're just, all of a sudden, we just got this massive full increase of staff. I'm wondering how long it's going to be before we start.
Maybe that's just, part of the Pliven and Coward strategy that they're using to bankrupt the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just looking for more and more places to spend more and more money to collapse the system, as you said, when we started. I firmly believe that this is it's a power grab by the Obama administration to, completely, bring down the economic system so that he can become the Cincinnatus.
The dictator-in-chief?
Yeah, that's it. Of course, he's already a dictator, but of course, the communist dictator, Barack Obama, he's clothed in a velvet glove so that he doesn't look like a communist.
Exactly. And it's interesting you mentioned the Cloward Piven strategy, because I actually mentioned that yesterday when I called into another show. And, I kind of, I guess you could say I'm kind of suggested that maybe we should just do a run on the banks and force the system to collapse. But
now,
again,
You're not the first person to suggest it. In fact, I've recently heard that in San Francisco and California that the Occupy Wall Street group is planning on a run on Bank of America on November the 5th, which, if you know your history, V for Vendetta, that's the date that they stormed the British political system. As you can hear the music in the background there, means we have to go for another word from our sponsor. Stay with me, Arthur, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after this word from our sponsor.
Behind, up and mad, feeling super happy, but the days are overlapping. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to Positively Unconstitutional. I think everybody agrees that, we're headed for an economic meltdown. They're going to try and control the meltdown so that they can stay in power, the politicians and the bankers. But the fact of the matter is that there's no reason to get scared. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. No country has been able to survive, this mountain of debt that we never intend on paying off. And it's only going to get worse. Our caller, Arthur, you mentioned barter. I like to think of it in terms of the black market under our tax system, because that's what it would be under our tax system. It would be the black market. And barter is a very inefficient system in that, you never seem to want what the other person has, and so you have to go through a whole series of trades. But that's why, I recommend people go to the AOCS, the American Open Currency Standard, get your gold coins, get your silver coins. So, in times of crisis, those things are going to be the only things that are going to maintain value and, in fact, gain in value. And when people are desperate, you'll be able to, continue to trade and so forth. What do you think, Arthur?
Oh, I agree 100%. I'm always telling people, take whatever little extra money you got and buy you a few rounds or a few bars, of silver or gold if you can afford it. But also another really great idea, something I've been researching, and Nobody in my area seems to be too overly thrilled about the idea of time banks because they think it takes too long to get what you need because you're going to go do the work and then you don't know how long you might have to wait before somebody comes along with whatever. But I think time banks is another great idea. The advantage to us, if we were to actually, say, do a run on the bank and force this collapse, is we would be doing it knowing what we're doing and we would be prepared for it. And it would put them in a really awkward position because they're not ready for it yet, which would mean they kind of screw them up.
Well, and there was a mini run on the bank, you know, in the Occupy Wall Street protesters went into the bank to close their accounts.
And of course, they arrested or something like that.
Yeah. But, they're fully planning. They're organizing, you know, through their Facebook on Occupy Wall Street. They're planning a November 5th run on Bank of America. And, of course, Bank of America has the most troubled assets. They're just packed up with these, collateralized debt obligations, these, you know, fake AAA bonds. They've got, you know, billions and billions, about $300 billion worth of them. And, the bank is bankrupt. It's at least technically insolvent. It needs more capital. And that's the problem around the world. The banks are just sucking up all the capital. You wonder what's wrong with the economy. There's no money to go out and do business.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And also, too, it's interesting you mentioned November 5th. And I think that's a great idea. But also, you remember Anonymous has put out their call to a crash of Facebook on November 5th as well. But here's what I'm trying to figure out as well when you talk about the Occupy movement. Remember Rodney King and a number of others? When Rodney King got beat down over there, what was that, L.A. and other areas, when like a young black man would get shot by a bunch of white cops, and the cities just go in complete chaos, and there's riots everywhere in the street. But yet, where are the people in outrage over that young Iraqi vet, Scott Olson, who's now in a medically induced coma because he got hit in the head by some kind of projectile by law enforcement just over this past week? Where is the outrage in that? Where is the outrage in the white man who stood on the steps of a courthouse and lit himself on fire? Nobody's outraged over this stuff. What is wrong with you, America? Where is your spine?
Yeah, you're talking about a rubber bullet that hit the guy in the face at, point blank and knocked him senseless.
I was watching the video that somebody recorded at the Occupy Oakland protest when this man went down. And I watched the video, so I know for a fact what I saw. A bunch of people in that protest ran to his aid to help him. And just within seconds, all of a sudden you see this bright flash in the middle of that crowd. Now, there's only one thing does that, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called a flashbang grenade. So here, an Iraqi vet gets hit in the head by a projectile, messes him up pretty bad. But when people come to his aid, law enforcement throws a flashbang grenade in the middle of that crowd trying to help that man,
and people don't do anything.
It's a good thing I wasn't there.
It's outrageous. People are so brainwashed into obeying authority. You know, that guy's got a blue suit on and a gun on his hip. So, I mean, he's king and military dictator and, you know, whatever he says goes out on the street. And, man, things are going to get ugly. I hate to say it, but I really believe they are.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do. And you know what really breaks my heart the most is because of my physical limitations, I can't hardly get anywhere. I can't drive to get anywhere. So I can't get out there and be a part of this stuff. I'm stuck here in my own community trying to do the best I can do here.
I'm sorry to hear that, but we have to go to break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'd like to thank our caller Arthur in Georgia for his insight and his comments. Sorry to cut you off short there at the break, Arthur, but I wanted to give you as much time as possible to speak your mind. With that said, again, I want to encourage everyone to go out to AOCScopper.com. That's the American Open Currency Standard. And, you know, like he said, if you got a few extra bucks, buy yourself a few gold, silver, copper coins. If you want free shipping, just put pause into the shipping code, and that'll give you free shipping at AOCScopper.com. It's a bad situation we have going on in the world right now. We're seeing a paradigm shift in politics. I'm just hoping that what we get is a new period of enlightenment instead of a new dark ages, but it looks like, based on the corpus juris, the body of laws, that the civil law that they're implementing, that it will be a new feudal age, a new dark ages, and since we're all the chattel property of the government, and since they can borrow at will in unlimited amounts, they've effectively enslaved us by constituting the debt against us, making us constitutors who are the sureties of the debt. With that said, I'll stop my yammering, and let's go to our next caller. My favorite name, E.T. in New Mexico. E.T., how are you today?
Hi, Phil. Good. Now, I was listening to the earlier part, and you were evidencing the George Soros' crimes as a, you know, in the big financial game. And then you also said that he's backing OWS. Now, isn't that a conflict of interest? Did anybody else notice that, that kind of strange dichotomy?
Well, no, not at all. He's been doing it all over Eastern Europe. He's come in and he's helping to support financially revolution. He's upsetting the apple cart. He's helping to destroy confidence in the marketplace. Why? Because the marketplace goes down, he shorts the market, he makes a fortune. He don't give a crap about you. Occupy Wall Street is a socialist movement. These are the communists. Everybody out there is looking for a handout. All these people have been indoctrinated by the public fool system. All these young people who can't find a job, 30, 40, 50% unemployment among young people, especially minorities, and these people have nowhere to turn. But they've been indoctrinated to go and pray to the false gods of government for handouts. I mean, I listen to the interviews of these guys. The guy says, oh, I'm blind. You know, I need a free eye operation. You know, we need more Medicare, Medicaid, this, that. I look at another one. The girl says, we're socialists. We want social fairness. Take the money from the 1% and give it to us. This is not about capitalism. This is not about free markets. This is not about the best way. This is about socialists. This is about a communist takeover of the country. This is what this is. It's just like the Bolsheviks in 1917.
Okay, but I thought, I mean... Some
Soros is a communist.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. I know. That's better dead than red. But but still, this is the 99% and all. And these protests are, they're something. They're a beginning. They're, you know, it's better than at least people just muddling, you know, nobody saying anything.
You got to understand what this is. This is an attempt by the politicians to cover their ass. Why? Because if the stock market falls and if the bottom drops out and it's because of the Occupy Wall Street crowd and everybody loses their Social Security and their retirement, why? Well, it was all invested in the stock market and the Occupy Wall Street guys went out there and cratered the market. It's not our fault. You know, but we got to take control. Martial law, boom, lock everybody down, take everybody's shit and redistribute it. That's what's coming. Don't you get it? This is how you bring down an empire. This is how you do it. Cloward and Pivens. You spend and spend and spend. You promise everybody everything that they could ever have dreamed of. You steal and steal and steal and steal until the wheel stops turning. And when the wheel stops turning, guess what? You get war. And war is very profitable. And the guys who are in charge know it. And they want to stay in charge and they will stay in charge. Why? Because they make millions. How? Well, the banks pay them. That's how.
Yeah.
What is it you don't understand?
Okay, thank you, Phil.
What is it you don't understand, E.T.? Tell me, where's my thinking messed up?
Oh, no, I'm reading The Red Amendment right now by L.B. Bork, and it's just chock full of amazing information.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is, and I'm just with the Occupy Wall Street. I don't know. I know that it just seemed like some people. I heard someone make the point that it's, you know, it's something. It's better than nothing. But I guess it's more. That's just on the surface. I'm looking at the surface of it. I'm not looking very deep into it. But,
yeah, on the surface, it all looks good. Everybody thinks that they can join. Oh, it's the 99%. Well, I'm part of the 99%. Take all the money from the 1%. Well, who are the 1%? I mean, Bill Gates gave us, you know, Microsoft and the operating system that enables all this stuff. But we should take all his money away? Why? You know, Warren Buffett don't create nothing. All he does is steal. So we take his money, tax him 100% of his wage. I don't give a shit about him. George Soros, yeah, all he does is feed through the stock market. You know, all these hedge funds that are out there locking in trades and manipulating the currency and attacking countries. You have to understand, some of these hedge funds are bigger than entire countries. they have more money than the whole country. And so they can go in and they can run the market. Wow. They just spend billions and billions and billions buying calls and buying puts, and they crater the market. They run over the market, and then they profit by doing it. And now they're just running out of places people to steal from. They stole everything from everybody else. Everybody else is busted. So what? They're coming after you and me. They're coming after the middle class right here in the United States. I mean, that's the point of all this. That's the point of communism. It destroys the middle class. It creates two classes of people, the elite ruling class and peasants. We'll soon be one of the peasants. I mean, it's a very simple process. It works every single time. You lend money, $100. You owe 4% interest on that money for 30 years, plus the $100. That's $220. So every time you borrow $100, you owe $220. They've made us the surety through the... All this goes back to Social Security. All this goes back to benefits of the state. All this goes back to welfare. All this goes back to the 14th Amendment, as you so duly noted. And it all goes back to the Civil War, which was, you know, the communists take over the United States. You're a communist. I'm a communist. You know, somebody said better dead than red earlier. You know, hey, we're all communists. We're all stealing from everybody else in our own best interest. And until we can change the economic system, it ain't going to change. Until we change the political system, it's not going to change. And again, the only way that you or I can affect that is to step out of the system. It's to say, you're not my government. I don't consent. And the only way to do that is expatriating either out of the United States into some other country, like one of the republics of the states.
Yeah.
That's my thought. That's my opinion. We're running late on time. I got lots of haulers called, a lot of callers holding. So thanks for your comments, E.T. We're going to go straight to our next caller, Ann in Iowa. Hi, Ann. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. The problem is huge, and the answer seems so very, very simple. Before, our Constitution is not worth the hunk of paper it's printed on. And it's an old story. I think it really goes back to 1484 and Pope Innocent III when he removed cannabis hemp from the Church as a sacrament. It's changed the biology of the whole planet, not just for us humanoids, but for all the four-leggeds and the wingeds, too. Hemp is the answer for all our food, medicine.
You know, I tend to agree with you. You know, besides being an incredible psychoactive drug, hemp can be made into fiber and, of course, excellent for building materials. All this oriented strand board they use now has a 3 to 5 inch chip in it. You could make complete 4x8 sheets with a fiber that goes the entire 8 feet one way and the entire 4 feet the other way. Would be incredibly much stronger. It's cheaper to grow. It improves the ground. It fixes nitrogen in the ground. But not only that, hemp is an entire economy, as you so duly noted. It's not only fiber, it's food, it's medicine, it's a psychoactive drug that, you know, helps people... you know, step away from this insane brainwashing indoctrination that we have here, and come to realize some real truths.
20 barrels of oil off 1 acre of land in one season, and what you're left over with is food for the humans and fiber for all those things you described, with no input.
Food, clothing, you know, paper, building materials. It's an entire economy. The only other crop that I can think even comes close to hemp is olives. And, of course, here in Texas, where I'm at, you can grow 3 crops a year of hemp. You can grow 7 times the amount of fiber per acre of ground as the fastest growing pine tree. So for paper, in the paper industry, of course, you know, they're part of the lobbyist group that, you know, got hemp declared illegal because it competed with their timber holdings, you know.
And Rudolph Diesel, who in 1890 was making biodiesel with hemp oil. What really fries me, sir, is patent number 6630507. cannabinoids, antioxidants, and neuroprotectants, and the holder of the license is the Department of Human Services. And if you look at the abstract, it will explain how hemp, not the psychoactive, just like the hemp, will protect you from all age-related illnesses and disorders. How's that for health care reform? But that's why it was originally banned, because at the same time, Pope Innocent III took cannabis out of the mass. He also changed the rule so that only priests could practice medicine, and that brought on that Inquisition and the killing of everybody else. So that was their medical reform. Yeah, we need to do something, people, and the animals need it too.
You know, you think about natural law, and you think about nature, and think about if the only things that you were concerned with, you know, instead of getting a new iPhone and, you know, getting some new songs from whoever and downloading the latest movie and watching it on your, you know, 5-inch handheld device, if you would only be concentrating on, you know, your family, your life, which is, you know, getting food, clothing, and shelter, and, you know, basically, you know, taking care of those things for yourself, then life would be simplified a great deal. If we could just get people to stop competing for all these unnecessary things. But, of course, you know, this is our society, and it's, you know, it's controlled by the propaganda machine, the Talmud vision that, you know, the average American plugs into for 8 hours a day or so.
And now we have the Pope calling for one world everything. I hope everyone is aware of, you know, what canon law means, really.
Yeah, it's law at the point of a cannon. That's
exactly
really what it means. You know,
exactly.
The canons of law are the, you know, the ones that they put on the ships.
But, yeah, I'm all for relieving the Vatican of all its wealth.
Well, you know, Roman civil law is the basis for our law, and the basis for our law is the Old Testament of the Bible, the Talmud, which is a book of law, which has been religionized, in case you don't know. And, of course,
sure.
the basis of U.S. law is Deuteronomy in the Bible, which is also a book of law. And, of course, the thing that I keep bringing up is, you know, even if you look at just the Ten Commandments, you know, we're being encouraged to break two of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not put false gods before me. We're all encouraged, you know, oh, if you're poor, we'll go apply for welfare and pray to the false gods of government. This is who Christ was talking about, for mammon, so that, you know, you can get your welfare. And the second one, of course, is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. And every day the Talmud vision tells us that we need a new car, a new house, a new set of clothes, a pretty new wedding dress, and diamonds and gold and jewelry and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ad infinitum, until everyone is out there just trying to get, you know, something that's nicer than a neighbor's.
Exactly, and I'm glad you mentioned the Bible, because the Anointed One, the Christ, he's my guy. And if you look in Exodus 18, I think it is, you can find the recipe for the holy anointing oil, that miraculous stuff. And, y'all, the number one ingredient mentioned is cannabosum, which is plural for cannabis, which is, you know, cannabis, hemp.
So they were anointing people with hemp. I was unaware of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look it up. There's not a lot of recipes in the Bible. It's for the holy anointing oil.
And where is this at?
Exodus. I think it's 18. Look it up. Cannabosum is how it is written there. And in Hebrew, you make something plural by putting an M on it, like how we used to do an S.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take off the M, you have cannabis. If you look it up, it's sweet cane. And, yeah, hemp has been part of the human culture since there's been humans. We have our own endogenous cannabinoid system, and it's fed two ways, by eating hemp or by being happy, and we can make our very own.
Yeah, we can make our own cannabinoids.
But only when we're happy. And so that's how they feed on us. They feed on us by taking it out of our diet and by keeping us in constant fear so we can never, ever experience our humanness.
Very interesting. Teaching me things I didn't know. I had some ideas, but I didn't know a lot of that. I knew that they found cannabis in the caves in China from thousands of years ago.
True that. And a couple months ago, the School of London College of Medicine and separately the Barcelona School of Medicine tested the 5 most prevalent cannabinoids against the 6 superbugs that are plaguing people right now. They're all active. The MRSA,
as you can hear
the music
in the background there, means we have to go for another word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Every day.
Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our caller, Ann, and Ann is in Iowa. And Ann, before the break, you were mentioning that the active ingredients in cannabis work against all the superbugs. You mentioned MRSAs, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. What are the others? All right. We've lost Ann, but that's all right. I want to remind everybody, again, go out to aocscopper.com, Use PAWS for free shipping when you buy your copper coins. They're beautiful. I specifically like the fact that they modeled them after the book Atlas Shrugged, where money is the root of all good. And when you really understand money, you'll understand how it's been used as a weapon against us, and it's causing all the problems because the politicians first they don't understand it, but second, they understand that they can borrow all they want and spend it any way they want to. And so, of course, they spend it in order to get paid and get reelected and stay in power. And, you know, basically, that's a fact of life. And, you know, because of the system that creates this, you know, competitive field where 9 out of every 10 businesses that are started fail within the first year, of the one remaining business that lasts 5 years, 9 out of 10 of those fail within 5 years. And out of the one that, you know, succeeds after 5 years, 9 out of 10 of those fail within the first 10 years. And so the conclusion is that 99% of all businesses fail, not because of lack of effort, not because of lack of expertise, but because of the economic system and a contrived shortage of income where you borrow the principal but not the interest. You have to compete and take that from your neighbor. And so if you take his and you outcompete him, well, then he goes bankrupt because there's not enough money in circulation to repay the debts. So the government's just decided they never intend to pay any of the debt. They just intend to keep on borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And anyone who has a household that makes that decision soon finds out that their household will not exist much longer. And that's the situation here, the empire of the United States, being that we are so monetarily sociopathic, and being that, you know, we've made it our purpose to steal from the rest of the world and enslave them with our reserve debt currency, that we're going to see revolution, we're going to see war, we're going to see world war. We're in the beginning stages of it now. It's accelerating as the communists fan the flames of the 99% who have all been brainwashed and indoctrinated to going out and looking for that free handout, looking for that free medical care. Well, Margaret Thatcher, she was a socialist, but even she understood socialism fails because eventually you run out of other people's money to steal and spend. With that said, stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up right after these messages. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great weekend. I'm out.